Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Ann Cochran, the Health Navigator and Public Information Officer for the Dallas County Health Department. First of all, Ann, thank you so much for joining me this week.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So there's still a lot to talk about regarding COVID-19, as there has been for the last couple months here. So let's start with the latest response to COVID-19 by the Dallas County Health Department and the Iowa Department of Public Health.
Well, we're continuing to emphasize to people that it's important for everyone to get tested by contacting the Test Iowa website and going through that process. Lots of people have done that. They've also added a hotline that will be live this next Monday. So if you go to the Test Iowa website and you still have questions and you'd like to talk to somebody in person, they will have a toll-free number that you can get to from the Test Iowa website.
All right, that's good to know. Now, I know that the state website is actually going to be down this weekend. Is the Dallas County dashboard still going to be active?
Yes, it is. It will be unchanged. People can still access it 24 hours throughout this weekend.
All right. Now, one topic that I wanted to ask you about today specifically is sort of adjacent to COVID-19. That is PMIS. It's an inflammatory syndrome in children. What do you know about this and how it relates to the coronavirus?
Well, that's a good question. Unfortunately, I'm not the best person to ask about it since I have no medical training. I'm a social worker by training and by trade, and I know some about it, just as most people do. I think that I would really encourage people who have questions to go on websites such as the CDC website and Iowa Department of Public Health. If you have access to YouTube or something like that, you can go back on the governor's press conference, and Dr. Padotti made some good comments about that syndrome, and so that would be a good resource as well.
All right. Do you know if, just offhand, if it's a threat to people here in central Iowa in general?
Well, there were two cases reported in Cedar Rapids just here in the last several days. So to think that it is not going to come here, I think would be an error. It seems to be related to COVID-19, and that certainly has community spread here in our region. So there's no reason to think that the complications for pediatric patients wouldn't also present themselves. Although, you know, parents can do all kinds of things to protect their children, one of the most important things is to remember not only to keep your children home, but to be aware of the fact that if you have to go to work when you come home, it's an excellent idea for you to go straight in and either shower or at least change your clothes and wash your hands really well before you interact with your youngsters.
All right, very good advice there. Now, it is May, so that is Mental Health Awareness Month. And obviously, with everything surrounding COVID-19, that's kind of taken its toll, I'm sure, on many people and their mental health. So talk about some tips for alleviating stress during this stressful time.
Well, I would say one of the important things is to tamp down on the amount of news that you're taking in. If you're sitting in front of the computer or in front of the TV all day, every day, watching the news, that's going to have an impact on you psychologically. And so you have to decide how many hours of that you can handle. And it's just really important to remember that those news cycles go on and on all day. And if you've seen a news story, you've seen it. You don't need to watch it four or five more times that same day. Additionally, as far as mental health, one of the positive things that's come out of this pandemic is an uptick in the number of providers who are offering full services either via Zoom or, you know, a camera or just simply on the telephone. And there are lots and lots of telehealth providers in the area of behavioral health. So if somebody is having some struggles and they don't feel comfortable going to a counselor to their office, I would encourage them to call us here at Health Navigation at Dallas County Health, and we can connect you to one of many, many good providers that can provide counseling over the phone. And most of them take a myriad of different insurances, whatever insurance you have.
All right, good to know there. Now, another program happening this week is actually happening today and tomorrow. That is the emergency mobile food pantries, and those are going to be in Perry and Adel. Talk a little bit about those and the importance of having food assistance available to people.
One of my favorite programs is the mobile food pantries. I just love that concept. A big truck drives into town and they hand out food to anyone who is hungry. You don't have to tell your income. You don't have to give a lot of information about yourself. They just want to know how many people are in your household. And they ask typically what town you live in, just for their data, so they can kind of keep track of who they're serving. So May 20th at the Dallas County Hospital parking lot in Perry at 5 p.m., you pull up in your car. You do not exit your vehicle, just stay in your car, and they will give you groceries that would match up the number of people in your household. And the very same thing will be happening the next day, Thursday, May 21st, and that will be at the Raccoon Valley Bank in Adel at 5 p.m. So Wednesday and Thursday at 5 p.m., Wednesday in Perry, Thursday in Adel.
All right. As you said, a great program there. Now, a couple more things I wanted to ask you about today. It is Memorial Day weekend coming up here, so I'm sure a lot of people are going to be wanting to get outside and enjoy the expected nice weather, but there's still some social distancing things that they should keep in mind when they're out there, correct?
Right. I think it's a great opportunity for a family, as a family unit, and by family I mean people living in the same household, to get outdoors, to just go have some fun, go do something a little bit out of the ordinary that you haven't been doing the last couple of months. So that is addressing our mental health and physical health for that matter. The thing you have to keep in mind is this is not a time that you should be mixing with big crowds of other people. It's not a time for you to go to a crowded venue to invite a whole bunch of other families over to your house. That's a good way for us to get right back into the bad situation with a lot of COVID new cases starting up again. So enjoy the time. Get out with your family, but don't mingle with a lot of other people.
All right. Important advice there. Now, one last thing I want to ask you about today. We discussed it last week with the businesses reopening in the area. What's your advice, I guess, for people and the businesses themselves as far as remaining safe even as things are starting to reopen?
Yeah, so I forwarded actually to the Adel Chamber of Commerce, and I'd be happy to forward it to any other chambers that are wanting it. The CDC put out a pictograph that is a very good decision tree type of diagram on how to safely open a workplace. If your business is considering reopening, how can you be ready to protect both employees and your customers? And it walks you through if this, then this. And I really like that. And then just from the workers' point of view, we've had quite a few questions from employees who have contacted us and asked us questions regarding, do I have to go back to work? What if I'm still afraid? What if I'm nervous about going out and, you know, going back to my workplace because I'm afraid of the virus? And that's something that's real important for you to process through, too. The Iowa Workforce Development has, gosh, I think like 8 pages of question and answers that address those things of, what would happen if I quit my job because I'm scared to go back because of the virus? Do I get to have unemployment or not? And so those are some really important things for you to process through before you make a rash decision.
All right, absolutely. Well, Ann Cochran with Dallas County Health Department, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners this week?
Well, we keep on saying wash your hands, which is true. We should. Another thing we're kind of forgetting about is stop touching your face. Just recently, a kind of a high-profile news person who is an MD contracted COVID-19, and he's pretty sure it's because he was in amongst some people and he itched his eye, you know, he scratched his eyes, and he's pretty sure that's how he got it.
All right. Very good advice there. Well, thank you so much for joining me, as always, and for all the information. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Ann Cochran. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.